I'm Nathan Gobes. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. I want to start by thanking MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM and entertainment industry, for hosting us here this morning. And our next guests, Allison Rogers, founder and CEO, and Kelsey Shaken, operations coordinator at Coffee Cup Collective.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us here.
Yes, thank you.
So start by giving us the rundown on what is the Coffee Cup Collective. You've brought one of your cups and a little, what do you call those?
A sleeve.
A sleeve, Coffee Cup sleeve. So yeah, tell us about it.
Sure, so Coffee Cup Collective is a circular economy for reusable coffee cups. So think of bike sharing, but for coffee cups. And the problem that we're setting out to solve is that each year, 120 billion single-use coffee cups are used and thrown away in the U.S.
Wow. In the U.S. alone.
In the U.S. alone. So wow. 600 billion globally. And so these cups either end up in our landfills, our oceans, our city sidewalks, places that they really don't belong. So we have set out to figure out a convenient alternative to those single-use options. And that's the service that we're providing.
So get a little more into the service with it, because I think that's really where, this really gets interesting, because it's not just, certainly there are a lot of people who have reusable cups, but I think you guys are offering something a little different.
Exactly. So Kelsey and I are both guilty, or in the past were guilty, of having cabinets full of reusable cups.
Who isn't?
Right?
Yeah. I don't think mine's
conference.
Left my strainer for over a week.
Exactly. And I found myself never remembering to bring my reusable coffee cup with me, never wanting to lug it around with me, never wanting to wash it at work. And really, we realized I wasn't alone in having those pain points. So the service that we're providing is that if you subscribe to our service, there's always a cup available for you at a partnering cafe, office building, college campus. Whoever we're partnering with, there's a cup for you. You can check it out, kind of like a library book, have 7 days to use it, and then you can return it to one of our drop-off locations. And then our team that Kelsey manages comes and collects the cups and takes them for washing in our commercial dishwashing facility.
And then we redistribute them throughout
Interesting.
The cafes.
Yeah, so I can walk into any, you said, partnering cafe and pick up a cup, and then I can return it. Does it have to be the same place or any other one that's also partnering? That's
exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And the point of it, I mean, you can keep it for 7 days, but most people don't want to,
so that's,
we give you 7 days in case you forget it, but a lot of people, it's like 45 minutes, and then give it back.
Yeah, do you get a charge if you don't return it?
Yes, okay. So after that 7 days, we do charge you $17, so you just bought the cup and you can keep it, but the whole point is really, it's a circular economy. The cup, we don't want you to own the cup, we want to have it in circulation so it can be used time and time and time again.
Yeah, and I understand there's a little bit of tracking that's involved with the cups, too. I apologize. I'm very familiar with
this. You
are, because I was at an event that you guys helped supply some of the cups for, which was great. Everybody got to use a nice cup while they were there instead of a disposable one. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that, and then we can get into some more.
Yeah, so we have QR codes on the bottom of the cups that are associated with the cup. As you can see, they all have fun names, and basically the subscriber also has a QR code, so that's how we link the cup with the subscriber. Your cup is checked out to you via that QR code, and then we know you have it.
And your app also lets you know that you have the cups, when they're due back, where you check them out from.
How many days you got left
to
have it.
So it's like, there is one that's rolling around my car.
Exactly.
And I thought what you guys did for the event was very cool, really supporting that event. And the sleeve that you've brought, I noticed earlier that it's got, the company logo on the back, which is, I think, really nice. So is that another aspect, event support and, I think, did you mention these, you can also get cups in some larger corporations that have partnered with you guys?
Right. So we kind of have two sides of the business. One side is the service and having partner cafes, partner office buildings, and the like. The other side is the corporate sponsorship. So that's an opportunity for corporates to put their name or their logo mm-hmm. on a cup or on many cups.
Okay, so you can get it on the cup as well, not just on a sleeve.
Exactly. Cool. And then we, because we do track each cup, we are able to do a lot of metrics and a lot of data analysis on the utilization of the cups with your brand on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do sustainability reports for our corporate sponsors. We can do kind of like market analytics for our corporate sponsors as well. And so this is a really cool opportunity to be kind of like the Citibike or Citibank equivalent. You can have your brand on here and really be associated with the sustainability movement.
Interesting. So about how many cafes and locations are you guys in currently?
So we're in our soft launch period.
Right.
We are just a month into our soft launch.
Oh, wow.
Very, very
cool. So at the event, I must have caught you really at the beginning.
Exactly, exactly. And so right now we're live in two, but by in the next
end of January, it'll be like four more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're rolling out quickly.
And you said you have a commercial dishwashing area for that.
Exactly.
Is that entirely based in New England? Do you think you're going to stick with the Boston and New England area, or is there hopes to expand and grow?
Definitely hopes to expand and grow. Boston is our home, so Boston we know best. And that's why we're starting here. We know that there's demand for this in the city of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, the West Coast is beating us to this. The West Coast has started to pass taxes and bans on single-use cups.
So do you see a competition entering the market, or are you guys okay?
Yeah, so there is competition, which is good because it gives us opportunity to learn. They haven't invested in some of the same things that we have. For example, they don't have a robust app platform, and that is a barrier to entry for folks. So we're able to learn from others that are in this space. That's the good news. It also validates our idea, right? If there were no other people in this space, we would be the only crazies out there. And that's a big uphill battle that I don't think we want to fight alone.
And I think it would get, I don't want to say difficult, but maybe interesting to figure out the logistics as you expand into other cities, especially in terms of the washing of the cups. You know, are you going to have to get dishwashing facilities in each of the cities that you're centered
in? Right. So I think the question that you're asking is, are we going to turn into the Rent the Runway equivalent of dishes? Like, isn't Rent the Runway the biggest dry cleaner now in the world? I think that was the stat I read recently. So are we going to become the biggest dishwashing facility in the world? Frankly, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to use partnerships. So existing kitchens and dishwashing services that
utilizing
are available.
Utilizing infrastructure that's already there.
Exactly.
In our quest for being as sustainable as possible.
Exactly. So that's whether that's having some partner cafes that do have the capacity to do the dishwashing, to help out with some dishwashing, college campuses who have the capacity to do dishwashing, that sort of thing.
So right now, what do you see as your biggest barriers to scalability?
Ooh.
Is it? Is there any? Have cafes and coffee shops been receptive? Is it on the logistics side? I think the app is pretty robust. You know, where is it that that you guys are? You know, obviously very early stages. So you know, it's like there's only so many things you can do at once. But what do you guys see as the barriers that keeping you from?
So I would say this is a paradigm shift, right? We have to redefine what to go means. So that's a big education marketing push.
That's a good point because, I think a lot of people think of the, you know, paper or plastic cup as an ideal to go because it's, you know, they can pick it up at the coffee shop and they don't even have to think about it. But I think in a lot of ways, what you guys do is very similar. There's so many people that have that morning routine. They go to a coffee shop and usually one specific one that's right across the street from where they work or where they live or on the way. So, you know, I think you're right that it is about a paradigm shift and getting the word out there.
Exactly. And so we that's one piece of it. I'd say cafes are actually really receptive. They get
that's
it.
Good.
They get that the better that their bottom line is or the more revenue, the more cups they sell, the worse their environmental impact.
Is there any cost to them? Because I would think that they would, it's a, value proposition. They can save money. You know, the cost of cups is, you know, it's like the cost of coffee, cups, and overhead. You know, those are the three things they deal with. So,
And so in our cafe agreements, we ask for at least 25 cents off to our customers.
Okay. Some cafes give more, but 25 is like the lowest.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's really the only cost to them right now.
Hmm. Yeah. And, you know, of course, so that the consumers get 25 cents or more off, mm-hmm. but what is the cost of the subscription to them?
To the cafe to the customer,
to the people signing up to the app. So if I wanted to go sign up now and start using Coffee Cup Collective, how much would that cost me?
So we have two subscription options. Mm-hmm. One is the monthly unlimited, so you can just go crazy, check out as many cups as you want, mm-hmm. And that's $9.99 a month. Mm-hmm. And then we have an occasional membership, which limits you to 5 cups a month, and that's $3.99 a month.
Yeah, I like that. Different options.
Yeah, with the unlimited, if you have coffee 3 times a day, you could end up paying it off pretty quickly.
That's a good point.
Which, I mean, my mom used to do that, so
yeah,
it's not unheard of.
Well, that's interesting. We are running short on time, but before we go, I guess, so Kelsey, are you also a founder, or are you just...
I'm the operations coordinator, so I just
get everything done
that needs to get done.
So then I guess my question is more for Allison. What got you into this, and kind of what was your background before this? Obviously, there's a big big part of this is sustainability.
Right.
And so I can understand that, but in terms of like launching the business, and your experiences before that.
Sure.
Talk about that.
So Kelsey and I are actually both sailors. Mm-hmm. We grew up on the water, sailing around, and we both have this love for being on the water. We both studied.
Everything.
She did marine bio. I did geography and coastal marine studies in college.
This is why I asked you if you were a co-founder, because I could tell you two were such good friends. You had that kind of vibe, but
we bonded over the fact that we were both sailors. Nice. I sailed in high school and college, and just also in general, and then was also a marine bio major, so the ocean was kind of in my blood since I was younger.
So how did you transition that into
this?
Sure.
So my dream job out of college was to work for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in their Ocean and Coastal Protection Unit. And I did that. It was an amazing opportunity. But I also realized that I am a creative person and I like to affect change in ways that are not regulatory. So I pivoted into management consulting, where I got some more managerial muscle or know-how, and then came up with this idea, frankly, in 2013 and slept on it for many years before I was ready to pursue it.
Yep. As with most entrepreneurs, it takes time for that seed to grow into even a sapling.
Exactly. And in 2013, it was too early. Mm-hmm. The straw movement hadn't happened.
That's a good point.
Biodegradable. Hasn't happened yet. Exactly. The biodegradable movement hadn't happened. So
I would say even
early.
The app culture, you know,
it's
we
true.
Didn't have
That's
Uber.
A great point.
2013, I'm not even sure how far along Netflix was, and you know,
That's
which really
point.
Kind of broke
Zipcar,
into subscription models.
I think Zipcar did exist, but barely.
Yeah, and not as widely used, and you know, now we've got bike sharing that wasn't around really.
Exactly.
So interesting. Yeah. And my last question is, you know, I see that you guys have a pretty good sized team behind you, and you've got a board as well. Do you want to talk about how jumping into all of that and really, you know, bringing the infrastructure and the team all together, how that experience has kind of been? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you know, there's a difference from when you're 2013 you and you've got this idea versus now almost 2020 you.
And I have some gray hairs now, you know.
No. But, you know, that to really bring it from, you know, the idea to in action. So what was that experience like, and maybe, you know, some thoughts along the way?
So I started to vocalize the idea in late 2017, and I was shocked when people were receptive to the idea. And then it kind of, when I started to vocalize it outside my close friend group and other people were receptive, I was like, oh no, I think I actually have to do this now.
Oh no, yeah.
Oh no.
Told enough people it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so for better or worse, I like to talk to people and quickly started to grow my network and get some great opportunities to be in accelerator programs and just meet some other movers and shakers in the Boston area. So I was able to build the board of advisors, which has been invaluable.
So would you think it was mostly about just networking, getting yourself out there and talking to people that also got excited about your idea?
Yeah, I think it was speaking to pain points people could could wrap their heads around. They also suffered from those pain points and wanted to solve the problem, wanted to be part of the solution.
I think just about every working professional can understand how many coffee cups we go through without even hearing the all the numbers that you guys have.
Exactly, and we're not even including those water cooler cups and
That's right.
Those exactly. Yeah. You're guilty of it.
I know. Yeah. I am. I think everybody is. So that's why we should all sign up for the Coffee Cup Collective, at least check it out. And Allison and Kelsey, if somebody wanted to check out Coffee Cup Collective, sign up and start using the cups, how would they go about that?
Download the app.
That was some good unison there. And so Android and Apple?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, great. And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you guys, how could they do that?
Feel free to reach out via email or LinkedIn. Our emails are on the website, and we answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're nice people, we promise.
Yeah. last thing that I just thought of, you said you've got, you're in two cafes, but that you've got the corporate sponsorship angle as mm-hmm. well. Is that option up and running? If some of our listeners who, a lot of whom are business owners, if they're interested in getting some coffee cups into their office, they could reach out and do that?
I should be clear, the corporate sponsorship, the cups actually, the benefit is that they're part of our whole network. Mm-hmm. So you get your logo in places that are not your office. You get your brand outside of your office and associated with sustainability. And yes, that information is up on the website, but also feel free to reach out and I can provide more. We can both provide more information.
Well, it's great speaking to you. Remind everyone, this Allison Rogers, founder and CEO, and Kelsey Shaken, operations coordinator, Coffee Cup Collective. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break and we'll be back after these messages.